The Lost Art of Listening. Do you think you're a good listener? Chances are you do. But studies show that most people seriously overestimate their ability to listen. The truth is, we are generally not good at listening, and our listening comprehension declines as we age. This was proven by Dr. Ralph Nichols, a pioneer in the scientific study of listening behavior. With the help of school teachers in Minnesota, he conducted a simple experiment to test students' listening skills. He had teachers stop what they were doing mid-class and then asked students to describe what their teachers had been talking about. You might assume that older kids with more developed brains would be better listeners. The results, however, showed otherwise. While 90% of first and second graders gave correct responses, this percentage dropped rapidly as the students got older. A little under half of junior high students could remember correctly, and only 25% of high school students got the answers right. So why aren't we good at listening? One reason concerns the speed at which we think. The adult brain can process up to around 400 words per minute, more than 3 times faster than the speed an average person speaks. This means that we can easily think about something else while someone is talking to us, allowing our mind to wander or get sidetracked. Thinking about how you will reply while someone is still talking is one of the most common barriers to effective listening. The younger students in Dr. Nichols' experiment were better listeners partly because their brains were less developed. They lacked the extra brain power to be distracted. Another factor that contributes to our poor listening is our ever-decreasing attention span. According to a study conducted by Microsoft, the age of smartphones has had a negative impact here. In 2000, around the time the mobile revolution began, the average human attention span was 12 seconds. By 2013, it had fallen to 8 seconds. Even a goldfish, with an average attention span of 9 seconds, can hold a thought for longer. Our mobile devices also provide constant distractions, which can be very disruptive to listening. Test results have shown that being interrupted by a cell phone message, or even just expecting a message, lowers listening comprehension by 20%. Similar results were observed even before the age of digital technology. According to a 1987 study, people could remember only about 10% of a face-to-face conversation following a brief distraction. Interruptions and other distractions, whether digital or more traditional, can cause a dramatic decline in listening ability, but they don't have to. More and more people now realize that listening is a skill that can be developed through practice. Learning to observe a speaker's body language and emotions, for example, can improve our active listening. Even the simple act of note-taking or making eye contact can help us stay focused while listening. Many schools and businesses now provide courses in effective listening, as it has been proven to enhance teamwork and build rapport. Research also suggests that people who are good listeners make better leaders. A study in the Academy of Management Journal indicated that employees who don't believe their bosses are listening to them are less likely to offer helpful suggestions and new ideas. The fact is that listening plays a central role in everything we do, both socially and professionally. So the rewards of effective listening are many. As Dr. Ralph Nichols once said, "The most basic of all human needs is the need to understand and be understood. The best way to understand people is to listen to them."